You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
And now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins, who's got a trophy in hand now from his winning the title this year. Tony, how are you and the trophy doing, my friend?
Hey, Tony.
How you doing, Chris and Bob? The trophy is really, really nice in my boom boom room.
There you go. Yeah, take care of it, my friend. Well deserved. Good for you. I told you the trophy was coming, and there it is. And I thank you for posting picture, so there's poop out there for everybody. So Tony, I got to get your thoughts. Right, you've had a couple of weeks now to bask in the glory of another Patriots Super Bowl victory. Parades are all over now. How long, you know, because you went through this, how long do the players get to relax and enjoy the moment, kind of heal up and all that sort of stuff before it's on to next year, getting back into the gym, getting out on the playing field and starting to prep for 2019?
Oh, man, right now I know they're enjoying it. Actually, I'm sitting here watching the AFC Championship game right now on NFL Network, and I'm pretty sure a lot of the guys are watching it also. But, you know, this is a time where, man, it's just a time to be with your family and just relax a little bit. So you're gonna take all of February off and a little bit of March, and probably the middle of March they'll start getting back into it and start running. See, back when we were playing, we didn't have the regular workouts that they're doing now. We just worked out on our own, and we knew we had the mini camp in May and training camps for actually, you know, starting in July. But you know, a lot of the guys will actually start working out in the middle of March. You know, really enjoying themselves, enjoying the family right now. I'm pretty sure that's what the guys are doing right now.
And Tony, I imagine you can relate a little bit to what the Rams players have been going through. You had to take that flight home after coming up short in a Super Bowl. How long does something like that stay in the focal point of your mind? How long does it take to sort of, you know, okay, it happened, I've processed it now, and now I can move on, and this isn't an obsessive thought any longer?
It's the whole off season, you know, and that's something that it could be good, it could be bad, depending on how you go at it. You know, you go at it with an attitude of, you know, you're going to work hard because you don't want to feel this way again. And that's the way you should go at it. But a lot of times, you know, you go at it, you know, you feel disappointed, you feel discouraged, and that's the wrong way to go at it. But, you know, I'm pretty sure the Rams, you know, getting to the Super Bowl and being that close. I mean, they were in the game the whole game, you know. You know, both defenses played super well, and so they had a chance to win the game. You know, a couple drops here and, you know, a couple plays that they didn't make, and, it, you know, it's going to sting for the whole off season, but it really depends on how you go at it during the off season. And it's just, you know, my attitude was, you know, I'm going to work harder than I worked last off season because I want to do better this offseason. And if they have that attitude, you know, the Rams are a young team, man. They got a young coach. They got a young quarterback. They got all the tools. They got a great defense. And there's no reason why they shouldn't be right back in the thick of things again next year. And I think they will with the coaching staff that they have and the talent that they have. They should be right there again next year.
Bob, questions for Tony?
Tony, I want to get your spin on the new news up here that people are talking about Gronkowski, and he hasn't made a decision, and nobody kind of knows what way he's leaning. And I was thinking about this week, Tony. He's kind of a victim of his own greatness because he is so strong, and it's so hard to bring him down from above his waist, Tony, that guys are taking shots at his legs all the time. You saw it in the Super Bowl. And that's going to continue to happen if he continues to play. I was just surprised he stayed as healthy as he did this season. But where do you think he's leaning right now? And do you think he has nothing, not too much left to prove. What are your opinion on Gronk right now?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, and you didn't hear it from me, but I got an inside scoop. Gronk will be back next year. He will play for another year, because Brady will be back and Hill will be back too. But you did not hear that from me. Okay.
Okay.
So, but you know, as what you were saying, you know, I think Gronk's he's gonna pay for it in the end, regardless if he comes back next year or if he doesn't come back next year. His body has taken a beating, and you know, as a player, and all the operations that he had, his back and his elbow and different things like that. You know, it's gonna take a toll on him, man. So, you know, I hope the best for him. You know, doing after his career is over, but you know, there's no getting around it. He's going to be hurting pretty bad. I used to always watch Earl Campbell when I was playing with in the league with Earl, and you know, watching the way Earl ran, and you know, he was a bruiser, man. And I don't wish this on anybody, man. I seen Earl about 3 or 4 years ago, and he was in a wheelchair. And so, you know, it's just, you know, football's a physical game. It's a game where you got to expect, if you play it, and if you play, you know, more than 3 or 4 years, you're gonna feel the pain later on. And then, you know, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Especially the position that Gronk plays, you know, and he's a great blocker too. So he's blocking, he's moving people around, he's taking those hits on the knees, taking those hits on the head, and just a fantastic player. He has nothing to prove. He's probably one of the best tight ends ever to play the game. And so, but the thing about it is he's a competitor, man. He loves to win. He loves to play, and he just has a great attitude. I got a chance to meet him, and man, what just a fun guy to be around, and always positive, always having a good time, always trying to make everybody laugh, and that's just the way he is. And he will come back for one more year, I'm pretty sure. And you just never know about Gronk, man. But hopefully, I hope that after this following this next year coming, that he doesn't play anymore, because he doesn't have anything else to prove. So hopefully he'll sit down, and hopefully they'll win one more Super Bowl. And Brady will go out. Him and Brady will go out together.
And Tony, you just mentioned how you had a workout on your own during the off seasons, and while you were playing, I was wondering if some of the other activities you did just to take your mind away from football. I know you play golf now and do some other things with your grandchildren, but when you were playing, what were some of the other activities, Tony, that you kind of did just to try to get away, keep your mind off football, and kind of relax?
The crazy thing about it, well, you know, there, for me, there was nothing else. It was all football. I didn't know anything about golf. The guys wanted me to come out and play golf. I was like, I'm not going to go chase that white ball around the golf course. I'm not doing that. And so I didn't play golf, and it was all about working out and getting ready for next year, man. And that's just what it was. And I wish I had done other things. I wish I could have been playing golf. I would have been a lot better than I am now if I would played back in the 80s. So, but unfortunately, I didn't. But you know, and that's the great thing about the guys now. They're doing a lot more things. They're getting into different businesses, and as far as, you know, doing a lot more. But back then when we were playing, man, you know, it was just football, man. That's all we knew. And there was no rookie, telling the rookies what to do back then. Nothing like that we had that the NFL is doing now. I think the NFL is doing a great job now. And, unfortunately, we didn't have that when we were coming up. All we did was, you know, you train, you worked out, you played football. And that was the routine, year after year after year. So, that's how it was. Unfortunately for us.
Tony, before we let you go, remind our listeners once again all the great things that you're doing helping kids go to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. We're going on our 11th year with the foundation and 11th year with the celebrity golf tournament that we're doing up in the upstate New York area. Just helping as many kids as possible, understanding the importance of education and getting out there and being a good citizen in this great world that we live in.
Tony, you do great stuff. We can't thank you enough for your time again this week. Shine up your trophy. We look forward to catching up with you again next week, my friend.
Have a good one.
All right, guys. You got to have a great one.
See you, Tony. That's a great Tony Collins. We've got our next guest, James Allen, hanging on the line. We're going to get to James on the other side of this real quick station break.